Lake Louise, unpredictable mountain weather strikes again. With big dumps piling up nearly 1 meter of snow and unseasonably warm weather, only Saturday's, November 27, men's downhill race happened at the Lake Louise World Cup after Friday's downhill and Sunday's Super G races were cancelled due to safety concerns on course. Obviously, we were clearly disappointed with not being able to run two of the three races on the men's weekend, said Brian Linham, race chair of the Lake Louise Audi FIS Ski World Cup organizing committee. The weather worked against us with the snowfall and warm temperatures. The Lake Louise Ski Resort, host venue of the World Cup, reported 86 centimeters of snow falling on the upper mountain between November 23 to 30 and 37 centimeters of it coming down between Sunday to Tuesday morning. It kept organizers and volunteers busy sorting out the white, icy mess. Believe it or not, those were the numbers, said Linham. There were spots on the course, Monday, afternoon that had 35 cms on it and we removed it all between, Monday night, at 4 o'clock and getting ready to, do the training run, when we ran the first racer out of the gate at 1 o'clock, on Tuesday. The problem was with the excessive snowfall if you can't get down to the hard race surface, the soft snow becomes somewhat risky, I don't want to say dangerous, but the racers can't set an edge on soft snow and they want to be able to get down to that race surface and everyone was working hard to do that and just with the accumulated and the continuous snowing it makes it very difficult to do that. Linham added more of the white stuff is expected to drop this week ahead of the Women's World Cup speed events starting with the downhill races from December 3-4 and Super G on December 5. We're really focusing on making sure that we are race ready for Friday, Saturday and Sunday. That's kind of the goal. As much as everyone wants to have additional training runs, it's better for everybody, he said. During both World Cups, approximately 250 sled dog volunteers help in various roles such as cat drivers and media coordinators. But up to 125 volunteers have needed to roll up their sleeves and pick up a snow-clearing shovel throughout 24-hour periods during the heavy snowfalls at Lake Louise. It continues to amaze me that the effort the sled dogs do here at Lake Louise, said Linham. It's a legacy of many, many years of old sled dogs and we continue to have new ones come in and we hope to continue to do this year over year here at Lake Louise. In Saturday's men's downhill, Austria's Matthias Mayer had the golden run in the men's downhill at a time of 1 minute 47 seconds and 74 milliseconds at the Lake Louise Ski Resort. His countryman Vincent Kriegmeier finished with silver, 1 minute 47 seconds and 97 milliseconds, and Switzerland's Beat Fuse took bronze, 1 minute 48 seconds and 9 milliseconds. Jack Crawford was the lone Canadian to bag World Cup points in the season-opening speed race, finishing 24th at a time of 1 minute 49 seconds and 72 milliseconds. For the rest of the Canadian squad, Brody Seeger finished 31st, 1 minute 50 seconds and 8 milliseconds, Canmore's Jeff Reed crossed the line in 39th, 1 minute 50 seconds and 36 milliseconds, Broderick Thompson was 49th, 1 minute 51 seconds and 12 milliseconds, Benjamin Thompson was 54th, 1 minute 51 seconds and 53 milliseconds, and Cameron Alexander, who had Canada's highest bib start at number 38, was 58th, 1 minute 52 seconds and 73 milliseconds, after a stumble on the course. I'm still happy with how I approached it and how I attacked it. I did some really good skiing out there, said Reed. Throughout the run, I was in the top 30, back in and out, and I made just a few mistakes and that's the 2/10 and out of the top 30 and that's all it took, so it's frustrating.